Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Producer Jess had a difficult day yesterday. She had to have an intervention with her husband.
Yeah.
This isn't funny, Tim. This is a serious issue.
It might be.
Why are you laughing? This is... I'm not even joking. I think Jessica's right. What did you just say?
It could end the marriage.
It could end the marriage, Tammy. Are you a habitual talker during movies, TV shows, concerts, things that people are trying to listen to, and yet you think what you have to say is more important? Apparently, producer Jess's husband, and by the way, is Jeff getting a little picked on the show lately?
Maybe.
I'm starting to...
Wow. If he deserves it.
And you are unapologetic about
yep.
it.
I'm on a show he's not. Sorry.
Oh, all right. Oh, poor Jeff. All right. So Jessica decided to have a confrontation, an actual intervention with the talker yesterday.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
So I think we need to have an intervention.
Okay.
Do you remember watching the Star Wars trailer Friday?
Yeah.
Do you remember our coworker Hula telling you to shh?
Oh, yeah.
Who was that, I wonder?
He wasn't too impressed.
No, because he kept talking during the trailer. It was the first time the trailer premiered. We were watching it live, and he would not shut up.
Did Hula shush him or tell him to shut up?
He shushed him very loudly and angrily.
Okay. Angrily?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was an angry shush.
Okay. Well, it's the release of the Star Wars trailer. Lots of geeks had to get their geek on that morning.
Yes.
Do you know that's a problem you have?
No. Is this the intervention? Do I talk a lot and am I loud?
You talk a lot, especially during movies or things we're trying to watch.
Gosh. I don't know about that. This seems a bit like I'm being cornered and I'm being surprised by this.
Well, that's what an intervention does.
I feel like if my friends and loved ones cared about me, they'd let me know more often that I should shut up.
Do you remember when our other coworker came over to watch the last Avengers movie and all you did during it was talk?
Yeah, but that was the point.
I don't think it was, because he looked very annoyed several times.
No, he did not. He wanted.
Do you want me to go find him? Because I can go find him right now.
He'll change his tune. He wanted us to talk about it.
I'm trying to help you out. Okay. As the person that I love most in this world, well, except for Walt.
True.
I just want you to know that sometimes the talking can be too much.
I think that was very well said. I don't think you were mean at all.
And he knows it.
You weren't being mean. I think you approached it very well.
I think I did okay.
I think he completely disagrees with you.
Oh, he does. But if he talks during Endgame, there's going to be...
Right? Mm.
I've actually been to two movies with your husband. One, just the two of us, just us boys, and one on a group. And Jeff didn't talk, per se, during the entire movie, but he did make noises. Here's my imitation of him.
Okay. Oh, he slept.
Yeah, like, dude, you're missing Black Panther, bro. I mean, come on. It's Black Panther.
Are you that person? Do you know someone who is? 833-287-1037. We'd love to hear from you. I think Jeff has company.
Yeah.
Your husband's one of them.
My daughter can't watch television with us without interjecting things a lot, and that can get a little frustrating.
Here's the really frustrating part. You're into a show. The person with whom you're watching it is not really that into the show.
Yeah.
So they want to pepper you with questions during the show. What's going on here?
Right.
What's happening here? Just, you know what? Mm-hmm. If you get yourself caught up, you wouldn't be... I guess I'm on your side now. I was Team Jeff.
It's the worst.
I was Team Jeff, but now
it's
I'm Team
the
you.
Worst.
Okay. I just want people to think we're picking on your husband. Right. Poor guy. Just trying like we all are.
Well, if he listened to the show, he'd be offended, but he doesn't, so it's fine.
He doesn't listen to our show?
No!
Oh, well, screw him then.
No!
All right. Jessica thinks her husband, who she loves very much, does have a big problem of talking during movies and TV shows.
Yeah, she's not alone. There's many of you who think that. 833-287-1037. Let's go to Cindy in Carlsbad. Cindy, are you the talker or do you know someone who's the talker?
I know someone who's the talker. Well, when you're watching TV, they're talking. But if you're watching one of their shows, everybody has to be quiet. It's
That's totally true. And John kind of hit the nail on the head when he said, if it's something they're just not that interested in, that's when they start talking. But if it's their show, my gosh.
Right. Everybody better be silent.
Exactly. Thank you, Cindy.
Let's go to Monica. Monica, are you the talker or do you know the talker?
I am the talker.
Okay, so defend yourself.
So a lot of times during movies, I'm like, there's just something I get really excited about. And I'm like, oh, did you see him just do that? And then my husband will pause the movie, like if we're not in a theater, and he'll just stare at me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. And then he's like, okay, can we watch the movie now? And I'm like, okay.
Well, Monica, thank you for sharing, and good luck with all that.
Yeah, I know, gosh. We'll see if I can get better.
All right, Monica, thank you, honey. Let's go to Christine in Chula Vista. Christine, are you the talker or you know the talker?
I know the talker.
And who is it?
It is my husband.
Okay.
We had actually met at a Dierks Bentley concert back in 2015, and I really wanted to get there early to listen to Maddie and Tay, and he and his friend actually came up and they sat next to us.
Okay.
And we recognized them from the group that we were in, from the tailgate, and we invited them to sit with us, and he was just trying to get to know me, but he would not stop talking. So... there were a couple of times I actually had to be like, okay, can you just shush for a minute?
Right.
I really want to listen to this song.
Right. Totally get it.
I never understand people that talk at concerts because you have to scream to actually hear it. Like, that's not a place for conversation. The only conversation should be, oh, my God, I love this song. Yeah, me too. Woo! That's it.
And he had to keep repeating himself, and it was one of those things where we somehow still ended up together, but I was like, hey, I'm going to give him my social media instead of my cell phone number.
Yeah, the less I hear him talk, the better.
Exactly.
It just dawned on me hearing about that concert story. I think I'm a concert talker. I think I am.
Yeah.
I took my buddy Jack to his first Bruce Springsteen concert. It was my, I don't know, my 15th, 16th. And I was so excited for him to experience Bruce for the first time. I mean, when you take someone to their first Bruce Springsteen show, it's a big deal. At least it is to me, a nerd. And I may be, no, I was guilty of talking a lot during. Okay, so this part, man, he's like, yeah, I had my first show.
I kind of like to hear it.
I like to hear Bruce. Like to hear Bruce sing. He wouldn't mind. But I didn't dawn. It didn't dawn on me until just then hearing that. You know, and I picture that poor guy who's not. I shouldn't say poor guy. He got the girl at the end, but
yeah.
You know, trying to, hey, so what's your, can you shut up, please?
Yeah.
It's Matt A. Day, dude. Friends don't talk during a show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.